Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hi. As always, thank you for joining me today. This episode will be released the week of 4th of July, which in the U.S. is a time filled with fireworks, flags, cookouts, and celebration. It's our Independence Day, celebrating our freedom as a nation. But if you're a grieving parent, freedom probably has a different meaning for you right now. After the death of our child, we find ourselves bound in a way we never expected, bound by sorrow, by our pain, maybe our guilt, bound by feeling so isolated and alone, having so many questions, especially all of those why questions. Sometimes it feels like we're imprisoned in a life we no longer even recognize, and we don't even want it. When the world around us is having cookouts and celebrations, it can feel so distant and painful and lonely. How can everyone else go on like this when your heart is so very broken? Now, if you've been around for very long, you know how often I talk about how important it is to allow God to help us change our perspective in this journey of child loss that we never wanted to be on. And this can be one of those areas. Let me offer you a thought about our grief and freedom. Just as our country had to fight for its freedom, it didn't happen overnight, we too are in a process of fighting for a new kind of freedom. Not freedom from the love we have for our child, but that will just never happen. But freedom from the crushing weight of guilt and shame or regrets. Freedom to remember our child without the stabbing pain. We're fighting for freedom from the lies that say we'll never be okay ever again. Freedom to find hope and light in the darkness. We're fighting for freedom to live without the fear that moving forward means leaving our child behind. The fight for independence for us as a nation in 1776, it was loud, it was explosive, and history-making. But your fight for healing may be very quiet, very inward, and hidden. But let me just say, it is still a brave fight, and it matters. Maybe this 4th of July, your version of celebration looks like just getting out of bed or saying your child's name out loud as you hold him or her in your heart or giving yourself permission to skip the fireworks and just sit in silence instead. Or maybe it's the opposite, sitting and watching the fireworks in wonder and awe, maybe even surrounded by family and friends. And I know that's very bittersweet because we know who's missing while we're enjoying the beautiful display up in the sky, right? As I say that, I think about, you know, we're looking up at the sky, looking at all these fireworks going off, and yet our eyes sometimes are focused beyond the fireworks, aren't they? We're looking up at the sky, just wondering about our child. And I think about the color, the explosion of color and beauty that we see in these fireworks and those sparkly ones that come glittering down. I love those. Those are my favorite. And think about how that does not even compare to the beauty that our children are seeing right now at the same time that we're watching the light of these fireworks. But I want you to know, whatever your version of the celebration of 4th of July is, it all counts. Freedom after loss doesn't come quickly. It takes time. And like the fireworks lighting up a dark sky, hope can begin to flicker again. Sometimes it's small and faint, but it's still there. Grief and freedom can coexist because over time, freedom can look like breathing again without guilt or smiling again without feeling like you have to apologize. Living again, not in spite of your child's death, but because of his or her life, because their life still matters, and so does yours. Now, I see this grief and freedom coexisting as the same as peace and pain can be in us at the same time. You may have heard me say this before. Pain is in our soul, but peace is in our spirit through connecting with the Holy Spirit who's living inside us. It's one of the fruits of the Spirit. If you have the Spirit of God inside you, you have the fruit of peace in you. It's a matter of connecting with it and allowing the Holy Spirit to let that come forth. So we can have pain in our soul while at the same time we have peace in our spirit. Now, July 4th is when we here in the U.S. celebrate the day of our nation's founders signing what we call the Declaration of Independence. Now, this was a bold claim, taking a stand against something that seemed insurmountable. And for us as Pereavers, it can feel just as bold to make your own declaration against something that feels next to impossible. I will find light in the darkness. I will not continue to hold on to the identity that my child died. I will live in a way that causes others to know that my child lived and their life mattered. I will live in a way that continues to carry my child's legacy. I will trust God with my future, that somehow He has a plan for me that is still good, with meaning and purpose. That might be a hard declaration, right? But think of our Declaration of Independence. It was something we were standing against, something that seemed almost impossible. My child's life still matters, and so does mine. So what is a declaration that you can make right now? Something that is a stretch, and yet because you've seen others like me get to the other side of this suffocating darkness, you know it's possible. Or maybe you think you're just open to the possibility that it's possible. Even if you may not think it's possible for you, you can still open yourself up to, well, okay, maybe it could be, right? So I want you to actually pause this right now and take a moment to think about it. Ask God what He wants to help you with and make that declaration out loud. You may even want to write it down somewhere to remind yourself of what you are determined to believe, to do, or to be when you are further down the road on this unwanted journey. Go ahead, pause this right now and ask God for a declaration that you can make toward your future. We have a lot of listeners who are not in the U.S., but most of you live in a country where you do have a celebration day for your own country's independence. And if Independence Day is hard for you, no matter where you live, you're not alone. And if your celebration here in the States looks nothing like red, white, and blue this year, that's okay. You still have freedom. Freedom to grieve, to remember, and to keep walking this road at your pace in the way you need to. Grief is not something you move on from, but something we learn to carry with us. And over time, you may begin to declare your own kind of independence, not from your child, but from the things that keep you from living again. I pray that your independence celebration is a gift from God in some way. Every week on the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast, we talk about topics that are raw and real with child loss, especially how it affects our trust and our faith in God. Right now, someone out there is battling the suffocating darkness, looking for hope quietly and alone from the loss of their child. And here's where you come in. If this podcast has been a help to you, if it has sparked hope and brought a measure of healing to your shattered heart, please take just 60 seconds to leave a rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Why is that so important? Because your review isn't just feedback. It's a lifeline. Somewhere a Pereaver is scrolling right now, desperate for a way forward, who might find hope because of something you wrote. Your voice matters. You can be a grieving parent sharing hope by leaving a rating and a review. Together, we can keep bringing hope and light to others who find themselves hurled into the suffocating darkness of child loss. Don't wait. We all know how easily we forget things with our grief fog. Put this on pause right now, once again, and go leave a review to help others find the hope that you have found. And I want to thank you in advance for that. Before we go on to the birthday segment, I also want to remind you, if July is a difficult month for you, or maybe you're dreading August already, to consider getting the Reflections of Hope book, which is a daily reading for bereaved parents. You don't have to read it every day. It's just there to give you a word of hope on the days you need a little something extra. Reflections of Hope is a year's worth of these entries to read. Or you can just get a specific month or two, because we took the book of the entire year and we broke it down into 12 books, one for each month. You can check it out at gpshope.org/reflections or click on the link in the show notes. Let's go ahead with this week's birthday segment. As we celebrate the birth of our country here in the United States, we have no birthdays to celebrate sent in by our listeners for this week, believe it or not. If this is the first time you've joined us, each week I announce the birthdays of our children that have been sent in to me the week of his or her birthday so that we can hear our child's name and we can celebrate their birthday with others who know how important that day still is to us. So if you would like me to share your child's birthday with the listeners, I would love to do that for you. Go to gpshope.org/birthdays. Fill out the form with the needed information, and I will add your child to the birthday segment the week of his or her birthday. And Dave will send you an email that week to remind you to listen. I want to wrap this up by reminding you that Jesus is the light you need. There are times in our life when we have the fireworks kind of light from Him, but this is not one of those times. But even the smallest flicker can give us hope to keep going one day, one minute, one breath at a time. You may be thinking, but I'm not even seeing a flicker right now. But you are. This podcast is one of those flickers of light that can bring hope to make it through the next hour, the next day, maybe even the next week. I pray and believe that you will discover more little flickers and sparks of light. So hold on. Pain eases. There is hope.